This recording, Japan 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sala an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sala was sentimental, and this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Koma, Koma," which Sala thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sala had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, but then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sala was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sala had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sala confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sala warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Toyokawa, Aichi, in Japan. I've been studying English for more than 15 years. I studied in America for 1 year. I stayed with my host family for 5 months, and after that, I stayed by myself at the apartment. I made lots of friends there. I had a really good time there. I would love to go back there. I'm teaching English now. I'm happy with my job.
今まで英語を勉強してきて、海外の文化とか言語にすごく興味を持って、今も英語の他に中国語を勉強していたりだとか、海外の友達にいろいろな話を聞いて、 また旅行に興味を持ったりしています。これからもいろいろと海外のについて勉強して仕事にも生かしていきたいなと思っています。